At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the veterans hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. They are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Call 314-830-3232 to learn more about Narcotics Anonymous. That's 314-830-3232. News to you from WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Celebrity voice impersonator.
This is Elvis Presley, and whenever I'm taking care of business in St. Louis, I'm listening to the Sloan Ranger Show on AM 920 WGNU. As the Sloan Ranger would say, thank you. Thank you very much for listening.
The Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
The following commercial is sponsored by FeedThePig.org, an organization devoted to helping you save money. We will not entice you with messages like...
Lowest prices in town. Dealer approved. Certified pre-owned.
No obligation consultation.
Nor will we brag about our...
huge selection. Enormous variety.
One-stop shopping.
Everything under one roof.
or promise.
Prices reduced up to 75%.
A sale like this can't go on forever.
Factory liquidation.
Financing options available.
We will offer no contingencies like...
See store for details.
Prices and participation may vary.
Legal exclusions apply.
No purchase necessary.
We'll try to convince you that our product will give you...
Leaner, tighter abs in minutes.
A perfect smile. Porcelain veneers.
Freedom from those painful, embarrassing bunions.
Because we simply want to help you spend smarter and save better. Log on to feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. One to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
I wish I can stop throwing away my money on rent.
I wonder how I can own my own home.
My monthly payments increased over $200 last month.
Maybe my credit is not good enough.
Stop right there. You don't have to wish and wonder. Here at National Lending Corporation, we make dreams come true.
Who?
National Lending Corporation. 314-831-4545, extension 222.
What?
National Lending Corporation, 314-831-4545, extension 222. We specialize in loans for investment property, commercial property, and new construction. Refinance your existing home, slow credit, bad credit, we can help. They're also looking for loan originators, with or without experience. So please don't delay. Call National Lending Corporation today. 314-831-4545. Don't forget, extension 222.
Does making your money work for you mystify you sometimes? You're one of those people that works hard for your money, and you want to keep it, right? Well, then you want to be sure to tune in each and every Tuesday afternoon at 12 noon for It's Your Money. Join me, Dave Gange, each week as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your money. It could be the most informative lunch hour you spend. It's Your Money, Tuesdays at noon, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
I think understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much business to tend to, and we need to get it done. So, we have all kinds of issues that are percolating through this country in these times, and we have an interesting show ahead of us to address some of those issues. And one of the things that I do want to remind you of is the fact that what we do here in this city has an impact on the rest of the world. And I want you to be clear with that. I truly do. I want you to be clear with that. And while I can't tell you right now the specific thing that I am referring to, not yet, there's a strategy in play. But know this, your voices will be heard in an unexpected place. Believe that. Believe that. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You are, and I appreciate your show. Look, you know, I thought that we have a serious problem here with white supremacy, just like all the people on the planet. But I think there are some things that we need to be doing, we need to start looking at. You know, there have been quite a few events that pointed to the church where we had different church leaders that basically went in the direction of organizing their people or telling them people to do something that wasn't in the interest of black people, period, here in this city. And, it happens all across the country. You know, you can look at the same thing happening with T.J. Jakes and how he's a creation of the Bushes and a lot of other so-called spiritual leaders. But it got me to thinking that we got 85,000 churches, black churches in the United States, that basically have about $50 billion in assets, with about $3 billion annually coming in. That's annually coming in. And I got to thinking about something. Out of these 10 million members, they don't have hospitals, no supermarkets, none of that stuff. And the only thing that is seen, the purpose it seems, basically, is just to put people to sleep. You know, and I think there's got to be a point where we have to look at the church and see if and look at, does it impede black progress? And I think it is doing that. Do you agree with that?
I think that there, well, I'm not going to say that there are no churches out there that are building supermarkets or building hospitals or building apartment complexes, because I don't know that what every single black church out of all of those tens of thousands of churches that you have just, you have
the
number.
Yeah, I've spoken a glaring generality.
Right. So
But I meant it that way. When you look at black churches, because we might be able to look right here in St. Louis, where we can see that some churches were behind some type of development in conjunction with some type of government assistance for people for assisted living and things of that nature. I know of a couple churches that have done that. But when you start looking at them taking their money, and start creating something separate
from any
other entity, you don't see that.
You wanted me to answer the question, so I was trying to answer it from the perspective of I want to be clear of where I come down. And my point is that I believe it is really kind of outrageous that given the history of the Church of people of African descent, that the political piece has not been dealt with and not been addressed, and that there hasn't been enough connection with the community of African descent and its issues, just the connection with the Bible.
Yeah.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 270 at north of 70 and St. Charles Rock Road, there's an accident. It's clear. That's north of St. Charles Rock Road. Look for traffic to finally be easing this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got traffic building, especially in the left-hand lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving across the span from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing with no delays at this hour. Westbound 270 from West 4th and through Graham Hanley. You've got pockets of slow traffic there. Northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slowdowns. Very heavy already coming in from St. Charles County. Eastbound 44 from east of Earth City Express, from Soccer Park through 270, look for slowdowns there as well. And eastbound 70 at Bercher and the Riverview exit, look for the ramp to be closed due to a water main break. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. Otherwise, very hot, partly cloudy, chance of isolated showers this afternoon. Record highs near 101 today. For this evening, mostly clear. Chance of showers later in the evening and overnight hours, with a low around 80. For Wednesday, very hot, partly cloudy, high around 103. Heat index should be around 108 by the afternoon. And Thursday, hot, partly sunny, with a high in the mid to upper 90s, with the heat index reaching over the 100-degree mark on Thursday. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 74 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77. And mostly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
The Regaining Our Children Foundation is a nonprofit organization that supports the wearing of uniforms in the St. Louis public schools. The organization raises funds to help provide school uniforms for financially disadvantaged students. Check out the Regaining Our Children Goodwill Resale Shop on Gravois from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 3 on Saturdays. Monetary and in-kind donations are needed to assist the foundation in its mission. Find out more by calling 314-772-3655. Something for you from AM 920.
Does making your money work for you mystify you sometimes? You're one of those people that works hard for your money, and you want to keep it, right? Well, then you want to be sure to tune in each and every Tuesday afternoon at 12 noon for It's Your Money. Join me, Dave Gange, each week as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your money. It could be the most informative lunch hour you spend. It's Your Money, Tuesdays at noon, only on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word they say.
Whatever happens, don't let go of my hand. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to tend, much, much business to tend to. You want to email me? Do it at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. Yeah, we got stuff to talk about. Is this the summer of discontent? Democrats have allowed the Republicans to give Alberto Gonzalez, eliminate the secret courts, and just hand over authority to Alberto Gonzalez to decide who to spy on. A man who has lied under oath. No, an attorney general that has lied. No, the attorney general has lied under oath. Just roll that around in your mind for a moment. Roll that around. Just feel that. The highest law enforcement person in the country has lied under oath, is not forthcoming under oath, is dishonest under oath. He's misleading. What part of so help me God don't you get? Oh, that's right. None of it. None of it. The chief law enforcement person in this country has lied, misled, misdirected the United States Congress under oath. And this same majority Congress has decided to give that dude the ability to decide who gets spied on. He's a liar. He's dishonest. He's misleading. And he has corrupted the morale of the entire department. He has taken away people's jobs because they were not Republican enough. Prosecutors. that they did not prosecute Republican issues, that they did not go after citizens based upon their party affiliation. That dude gets to decide who gets spied on in this country, and that dude was given the authority by the Democratic majority. Ain't that some double-dipped stuff? And I'm not talking about dipped in chocolate. Ain't that some double-dipped stuff? Oh, and by the way, according to the wonderful piece of legislation that the same group of folks said yes to, there are no Patriots Act. There's just you and me, baby. The same U.S. Patriot Act gives Alberto Gonzalez the ability to decide whether or not a person, or to fast track the death penalty. Just let, okay, today is the day that we just let stuff roll around in our head for a moment. Fast track the death penalty. How do you fast track the death penalty? Oh, that's right, you get rid of appeals. Huh. Because, you know what, we really don't need to be certain that this person did it. No, we don't need to do that. Just kill him fast. And the liar, the dishonest guy, the misleader, the one who doesn't feel that he has to answer under oath, believes that the law should be followed and somebody put to death immediately, huh? The guy who doesn't follow the law believes that the law should be applied quickly, fast, and in a hurry. Whew. Three tears for the red, white, and blue. Summer of discontent, y'all? Well, I think so. Cindy Sheehan, she said that on this show, that she is going to challenge House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Four major Hispanic organizations protested the mixed message on immigration from Democrats. A Democratic senator blamed his party for giving in on a key privacy issue. Huh. Huh. This is going to be the summer of discontent. What you think? What you think? Huh. Democrats gave this dude the authority to spy on us. 1-877-920-WGNU, huh? And I just want you to appreciate what power is, what power can be. Minister Farrakhan says it every day on this show. Every election is decided by the margin of our vote. So we can decide who stays and we can decide who goes. The Black Caucus has 43 members. The Hispanic Caucus has 24 members. The Out of Iraq Caucus has 72 members. Huh. There is the ability to decide issues if people collectively stay together. Huh. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Listen, I wanted to address the issue of church, because I have been going to Powerhouse Church, which is a Hispanic Mexican sort of a thing that is leading black people. It is my understanding that the church is supposed to be a restoration place for those who are on drugs and alcohol. The problem is that blacks are being led by a Hispanic who said that he was given a revelation while in the penitentiary to come to St. Louis and uprise black people here. His location is 4001 West Florissant. I have no understanding of a Mexican being given a revelation about black people, period. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Check out Downtown Restaurant Week from August 13th through the 18th. 25 of downtown's finest dining establishments will offer a special three-course dinner menu for a fixed price of $25 per person plus tip and tax. This year's Downtown Restaurant Week includes a charity tie-in with Operation Food Search. Several of the restaurants will offer the option of adding a $5 extra helping donation. Find out more by visiting downtownrestaurantweek.net. News to you from AM 920.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Fancy satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah, get to me, because we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. If you want to fax me, you can do that at 454-6609. Get to me. It seems like every single day there is some news story coming out of somewhere about how bad things are going in Iraq. And I think that a really good illustration of how things are, how this country feels about Iraq and how things are going in Iraq is looking at the campaign of John McCain. John McCain and the Straight Talk Express. I appreciate his unintentional honesty, because let me say it this way. It wasn't intended. His honesty was not intended to be used in this way. But I appreciate it, truly do. John McCain is the last little voice of, we gotta stay in Iraq, stay the course. We're gonna win this. We gotta give them what they need. We're gonna win this. We're gonna win this. We're gonna win this. Gonna win this. Gonna win this. We gotta do this. We gotta do this. Stay, 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 stay. In Iraq. Okay. Okay. How's that position working out for the Straight Talk Express? I'm just asking. Is that working out? Is that working out? I think one way to measure whether it is working out is he connecting with the citizens out here? Is he connecting with people? Are people voting for him? In straw polls? Are people voting for him in polls? Is he connecting with the populace? How is the money gathering going for someone that has more recognition, name recognition, than most of the other Republican candidates? 90% of the Republican candidates, more name recognition. How's that going for him? I think the proof of how it's going for John McCain is that his Straight Talk Express has been reduced to he and an aide and a suitcase and a briefcase on a commercial flight, non-first class. You see, John McCain was spotted a couple of days ago getting on a regular old plane. And a long fall down from the Straight Talk Express bus. A long fall down from the Straight Talk Express plane, private plane. It's a long fall down from Straight Talk. So how's that Straight Talk, I Love War position working out for you? I would say not too good. And if John McCain were really connecting with, really interested in Straight Talk, he would take this article out of the Observer, the UK Observer, about Lieutenant Clay Hanna. Lieutenant Clay Hanna is in Iraq. He looks sick and Casper Ghost white. Like his colleagues, he does not seem to sleep. He says he catches up by napping on a cot between operations on the command at the command center. He's up at 6 a.m. and tries to go to sleep by 2 or 3 a.m. And when he emerges from his nap, there's something old and paper thin about his skin. You see, Lieutenant Clay Hanna, like hundreds and thousands of other men, they're exhausted. They are fatigued. A whole army is exhausted and worn out. And the proof of this are people working in the U.S. Army's Public Affairs Office. Now, they're not supposed to say anything, but they're talking now. And the quotes that we get out of them, we're just keeping people in the theater who are exhausted. The Army is worn out. We should be allowed to tell the media what is happening here. We should let them know that people are worn out so their families back home know. But according to people working for the U.S. Department of Public Affairs, we've like become no more than numbers now. Here's another quote from a soldier. My husband was injured here. He hit an IED. He already had a spinal injury. The new blast shook out the plates that they put in from the first blast. He's at home now and he has serious issues adapting. Oh, but I'm not allowed to go back home to see him because I'm fighting the war over here too. So you want to know why John McCain is taking commercial flights, second class, reduced his staff, reduced down to one person and a briefcase? Is because the Straight Talk Express needs to understand that this war cannot be won. This war never should have been entered into. And anybody that cheerleads and supports this evil, wicked, lawless, needless, reckless war is going to suffer some repercussions from it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh yeah, even Colin Powell gets it. You know what he said? The Army is just about broken. Yeah, then why'd you tell us that big old lie that got us here? Is that enough? Is his statement enough for redemption? No, I don't think so. Stay with me. I'll be back after the break to take your calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Stay with me.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound, but the blow, that's a low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I sit
down? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemy of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. More trouble is brewing in the toy box. More Mattel toys are being recalled today. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is expected to announce hundreds of thousands of more toys made in China, laced with lead paint, are being pulled back. It'll be the second recall in as many weeks involving Mattel toys made in China. A withering heat wave is gripping the nation's midsection and could continue through Thursday. ABC's Jim Hickey is among those feeling the heat.
Greenville, Memphis, Muscle Shoals, Birmingham, Huntsville, Atlanta, the list goes on.
22 states expected to be 100 plus.
Mark Avery at the Weather Channel. It is so hot in Arlington, Texas, that one school playground erupted in flames. Spontaneously.
I'm hot, you're hot, he's hot, she's hot.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A big decision is due tomorrow about whether astronauts will endeavor to make repairs on a gouge in Endeavor's underbelly. ABC Stephen Portnoy tells us engineers fear spacewalkers wearing bulky spacesuits and bearing heavy gear could accidentally do more harm to the space shuttle than good.
NASA engineers will keep testing. They're still not sure what to do.
We also turned on a Team 4 to go start looking at different options in case we decided to do a repair.
Mission Management Team Chairman John Shannon says astronauts can fill in the hole, cover it up, or do nothing. Shannon says the damage is in a pretty good spot of the shuttle's belly for this sort of thing to happen, since that area doesn't bear the brunt of the heat of reentry. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
They've got a buyer for O.J. Simpson's controversial book. Simpson's hypothetical account of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, will be printed by a New York publisher. A previous print of it was scrapped last year. A judge recently handed over the rights to the book to the Goldman family as part of a court settlement the Goldmans won in a wrongful death suit against Simpson. This is ABC News.
Do people often bop you on the forehead when they realize you could have had a V8 100% vegetable juice? Then you need the Browmaster Forehead Pillow, a polyester fiber-filled pad for people who repeatedly forget to have a V8. Wear it to bed for those times when your spouse bopped you for not drinking V8 that day. It comes in a gray flannel executive version to protect your forehead from concerned coworkers. Sure, you could just remember to get some vegetable nutrition every day with V8. Or you could buy a Browmaster Forehead Pillow wherever fine forehead pillows are sold.
Look, it's vitamin A.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum Silver, I've got a big announcement. We've been reformulated!
Yeah!
I fear change.
Relax, Zinc. Centrum Silver still helps protect the health of people over 50, and now we're better balanced to work together, like more vitamin C and E to support natural cell repair. C. E. I love this antioxidant!
New age-adjusted Centrum Silver, working better together.
From A
to Zinc.
There could be trouble at the dinner table tonight for one couple in the West. ABC's Michael Barr tells us it all started from a traffic stop.
In Nevada, an off-duty Elko County Sheriff's deputy was pulled over and charged with driving under the influence. 36-year-old Charlotte Moore knows the person who pulled her over very well. It was her husband, another deputy. According to reports, she allegedly left before a breathalyzer test could be administered. Hubby Mike Moore pulled her over again. This time, he asked for backup. He shortly left after the Elko police arrived. As for Mrs. Moore, she was released from jail and placed on paid leave. You can only imagine what kind of night that was in the Moore household. Michael Barr, ABC News.
You won't have to live to regret it. A tattoo can be drawn with disappearing ink. A New York company has created Freedom 2 Ink. Applied the same way as a traditional tattoo, it can be removed in a single laser treatment if you fall out of love with the person whose name is emblazoned somewhere on your body. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Frangemeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, Pinnacle Casino workers are worried about auto break-ins. Several construction workers say their vehicles are being burglarized in nearby parking lots while they're working. St. Louis police say they are investigating vehicle break-ins, but haven't heard about burglaries. One victim says an officer told him there had been almost 4 dozen vehicle break-ins in the past month. Schools are allowed to ban students wearing the Confederate flag on their clothing. A federal judge made that ruling yesterday with regards to a case in the Farmington School District. The school had suspended Bryce Archambault for wearing a Confederate flag shirt, and the student challenged the punishment. Archambault says he's not a racist and was wearing the shirt to celebrate his Southern heritage. Archambault may appeal the ruling, but he no longer attends Farmington schools. Finally this hour, Juan Encarnacion will not need to go on the disabled list. That's according to Cardinals team doctor George Paletta. Encarnacion has been dealing with tendonitis in his knee and will receive medication to ease the soreness. A combination of the injury and the arrival of Rick Ankiel has limited Encarnacion's playing time, but Paletta says Encarnacion should remain available and active. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Eastbound 70 from Pierce Avenue out in Wentzville through Highway 4061 split there. Look for an accident. Only the right center lane is open. That's west of 40, and it's causing stopped traffic. So just try to find an alternate as to get in from eastbound 70. Northbound 55 at 61 and 67. Look for an accident. That's north of 61. It's causing slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for the usual stop-and-go traffic around the 44 exchange. Consequently, eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for delays as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 270 from Old Alls Ferry into Graham Hanley, or into West Florissant. Look for delays there as well. Eastbound 40 from Prospect through Lake St. Louis. Look for road construction. There's the right lane's closed. It's going to cause some bit of a delay. Northbound 270 at Clayton and Ladue. Heavy volume there. Southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset. Look for delays. And northbound 270 from Dorset through the 70 exit lanes. Look for delays in the 70 exit lanes. It's causing a lot of difficulty there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Very heavy volume there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving across the span slowly this morning. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast. For today, tomorrow, and for Thursday, an excessive heat warning is in effect until Wednesday evening. Otherwise, today, very hot, partly cloudy, isolated showers this afternoon. Record high around 101 this evening, mostly clear. Chance of showers overnight with a low around 80 for Wednesday and Thursday. Partly very hot and partly cloudy both days. Wednesday, the high will be around 103 with a heat index reading of 108 by the afternoon. Thursday, hot, partly sunny with a high in the upper 90s, and the heat index will be over the 100 degree mark by the afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920. WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 76 and cloudy skies. Stay tuned now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues matter most to you?
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Linda.
Good morning, Miss Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning on my way to work.
All right, now.
I just want to say about this man, John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we put an asterisk behind his name and say he doesn't count?
There you go. I like that.
Yeah,
you crack me up. You crack me up. That you're absolutely right. Let's put an asterisk. You don't count.
That's exactly right.
All right now.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Take care of yourself, Linda. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Jerry.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, can I give you a... Let me say this. Always calling in, talking about that how this government is sieged by our corporations. My theory about this is that major corporations, especially oil companies, have orchestrated this war to take those people's oil over there through our government. And the reason that our Republican and Democrat is yielding to George Bush and Gonzalez because they are bought entities by our corporations. And if they don't do what they're told, they got papers, they got goods on them that would destroy them. This is why they're letting them have their way. That's my opinion. What do you think about that?
I think that there are individuals that are out there that
not
are...
Not all of them.
Right.
Not all of them, but it's enough that would give our government over to a major corporation that got these congressmen and senators under siege. They had a program on Channel 9 Friday. I wish you could have been looking at it. And they was talking about how when they asked Gonzalez questions that he didn't ask in Congress, he refused to answer them. And Congress refused to hold him in contempt of court. they turned the democracy into a dictatorship. Because if you was in court and you didn't answer the judge's question, he would hold you in contempt of court and lock you up until you answered the question. They refuse to do Gonzales like that because they are literally scared. They're scared that they got some on, they're doing a J. Edgar Hoover on them. They got some on these people, and they're literally giving our government over to this other entity that have literally taken over our government.
All right,
through,
now.
Through the political era.
Thanks for
and
your call.
And they're scared to death to open one. If they bring down George Bush, they'll bring down themselves. That's why they're keeping their mouth shut.
Okay.
And that's why they're letting Gonzalez get away with what he get away with.
Thanks.
And so is George Bush.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mary. 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. We got to take a break. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Burch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Burch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card. And for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Come away with me. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. I want to let you know, put this on your calendar. Put this on your calendar. Wednesday, that's next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, at the Fire Headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality will host a forum to talk about what is going on with the issue of promotions. Why all of the smoke about the fire department of promotions? You need to come down and you need to show your support and you need to inform yourself. what is going on in the fire department. Why doesn't the chief have the opportunity to transfer people? The law says that he does have the right. This is fire. They're at the fire headquarters on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. There are allegations, serious allegations of cheating going on. Why doesn't Francis Slay investigate?